invite the rest of the boys and girls, members of our church school, to come forward along with our religious education committee chair, Cindy Hudson, and if Chris will join me at the podium.
Some of you are going to tell us a story this morning about a Thanksgiving gathering, and we're glad to have you here to share it. Chris and I are going to tell the story from up here. Cindy is going to show you the pictures, and I believe some of the rest of you are taking part in some other. These guys are taking part in some other. All right, you got it worked out. I'm just going to do my part. All right. The name of the story is
Cranberry Thanksgiving. And Chris, are you taking the first installment here? Okay.
Maggie darted around like a black stocking bird in search of wood for the fireplace. She and her grandmother lived at the edge of a lonely cranberry bog in New England, and the winds were cold at the edge of the sea. Today, Mr. Whiskers was helping Maggie with her chores, and soon they had armfuls full of firewood.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, Mr. Whiskers.
Maggie smiled at her friend, but that wasn't his real name, of course. It was Uriah Peabody. But Maggie had called him Mr. Whiskers ever since she could remember. Maggie was very fond of Mr. Whiskers. Her grandmother was not.
Too many whiskers and not enough soap,
she often said.
Mr. Whiskers, indeed.
Sniffed grandmother, peeking from her kitchen window. She pulled the curtains tight again. Whenever grandmother baked her cranberry bread, she pulled the curtains tight. The reason was that her cranberry bread was the most famous for miles around. It was so famous that bakers all over the countryside had offered great sums of money for the recipe. Although grandmother scoffed at the whole idea, she still felt it was something wonderful for her to leave Maggie. She carefully hid the recipe behind a brick in the fireplace.
Oh, a lot of people would like to get that recipe. Especially Maggie's clam picking friend, Mr. Whiskers.
Strange how he always showed up when she took down that great yellow bowl and all the good things that went into it.
She would call out the window every time it came too close to the house. But forget all that today. It was Thanksgiving, her favorite day of the year. The cranberries had been picked, boxed, and sent to the market. The dried corn had been soaked and the corn pudding made. The turkey was roasting in the old iron oven. Turnips, tiny green peas, and a pumpkin pie were ready. The cranberry bread was cooling on the wooden board. The real work was done, and the feast was almost ready. Every year, grandmother invited a guest for dinner and allowed Maggie to do the same.
Ask some poor or lowly someone,
she always said. It never mattered to Maggie or her grandmother that the red carpet was worn and mended, or that the silver spoons didn't match. Friendship and sharing were important, but everyone knew that. Red-cheeked Maggie ran into the house. While she changed, grandmother excitedly told her whom she had invited. Mr. Horace was his name, and he was staying at the town hotel.
He actually bows and has a gold cane and smells of lavender,
said grandmother happily.
And he's all alone.
Maggie looked a little uncertain.
My guest doesn't smell of lavender,
she began.
And he hasn't had a Thanksgiving dinner in 20 years. I invited Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers?
Grandmother didn't appear to believe she heard right.
In this house.
But now there was a sound at the door and a loud clanging of the knocker.
Quick, Grandmother, take off your apron.
Grandmother opened the door, and there they were, both guests. Mr. Horace, pink-cheeked and starched, and Mr. Whiskers in his old captain's hat. As they came in, trailing behind them the smell of lavender in an aura of clams and seaweed. Mr. Whiskers held up his hands to Grandmother.
Clean,
he said.
Oh, and where's your tie?
He lifted his long whiskers.
Right here, where it's always been,
he growled. Maggie thought she saw a smile behind the whiskers, said Grandmother, and taking Mr. Horace's arm, she led them into the dining room.
A log sputtered, the glasses shone, and certainly no one would notice that the silver spoons didn't match.
Let's sing We Sing Now Together,
said Maggie, trying to warm things up. They all joined in the old hymn and midway began to sing out with cheer and gusto. Grandmother started to trill like a bird until Mr. Whiskers fixed her with a quizzical gaze and shook his ears.
How about 16 men on a dead man's chest?
He roared, slapping his knees. Mr. Horace looked pained. Grandmother peered over her glasses.
Really?
Maggie left the table and reappeared with the roast turkey, the corn pudding, peas, cranberry jelly, and turnip soon followed. And then came the pale sweet butter and Grandmother's famous cranberry bread.
Feast of feasts,
murmured Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we have all heard about your cranberry bread,
chuckled Mr. Horace.
There's a recipe hidden in the kitchen fireplace.
It's in the dining room fireplace,
said Grandmother, and looking over at Mr. Whiskers, she added,
and you, sir, will never find it.
Mr. Whiskers stared at the turkey and pretended not to have heard.
Maggie began to get nervous, but she made sure everyone was served some of each dish and they began to eat. What a great full dinner there was, with everything cooked with crisp edges and tender centers.
How delicious,
said Maggie.
How exquisite,
said Mr. Horace.
How about some more,
said Mr. Whiskers. When they had finished dinner, and Maggie and Grandmother cleared the table and went into the kitchen.
Watch that, Mr. Whiskers fellow,
Grandmother whispered to Maggie. Maggie opened the kitchen door just a small bit and peeked in the dining room. Her eyes widened.
Grandmother, he's found it.
Crash, clumpity, there was a sound of wild scuffling, loud shouts, and falling chairs. Two figures pushed the front door. For a moment, they wrestled at the doorway and then seemed to burst into the purple dust. One chased the other into the cranberry bog.
The nerve of him stealing our recipe,
said Grandmother with fire in her eye. Maggie knew who she meant.
It wasn't Mr. Whiskers,
she said.
It was Mr. Horace.
Mr. Horace?
Grandmother looked shocked.
But why?
Because he owns a bakery in the city.
And Mr. Whiskers knew this?
Grandmother asked.
Yes,
said Maggie.
Mr. Whiskers kindly came today to watch Mr. Horace and to have dinner.
Mr. Whiskers came jumping up at the door, holding Mr. Horace by the collar. Proudly, he held the recipe high in the other hand.
Don't trust a man because he smells of lavender and has a gold cane, he growled.
Grandmother stood up very straight and looked hard at Mr. Horace.
You, sir, she said, are a disgrace.
He's worse than that,
said Mr. Whiskers.
He's a recipe robber, said Maggie.
All the starch seemed to leave Mr. Horace.
No pumpkin pie for you, sir.
said Grandmother, handing him his cane. Mr. Horace began to sniffle. They left Mr. Horace on the doorstep. Grandmother closed the door firmly, and this time she took Mr. Whiskers' arm into the dining room. Maggie thought she could see Mr. Whiskers smile. They sat by the warm embers of the fire and ate pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
How delicious,
said Maggie.
How delightful,
said Grandmother.
How about some more?
said Mr. Whiskers. The wind blew and rattled the shutters, and outside the door came a loud wail from Mr. Horace.
Goodness, is he still there? Shall we let him in? It is Thanksgiving,
said Grandma.
It's especially Thanksgiving on a cranberry farm,
Maggie replied encouragingly. They looked at Mr. Whiskers. It took great effort on Mr. Whiskers' part, but with true character he stood up and said,
Maggie, open the door and we shall give him the last piece.
How about 16 men on a dead man's chest?
Grandma asked him. While Maggie went to the door, and even his whiskers couldn't hide that smile. And we invite you for some of Grandma's special secret recipe cranberry bread that we, several of us have made, and they're in the dining room afterwards.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you for our readers.